Sri Chaitanya Sangraya Nama. I'm very happy to come here to meet you all, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is none different from Krishna. There are many, many Shastric evidences that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Krishna came 5,000 years ago to this material world in his own form. And his Leela Purushottama manifested varieties of Leelas. In his Kurukshetra Leela, he gave his message in the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita through Arjuna to whole mankind. He gave his instructions, confidential instruction, more confidential instruction and most confidential instruction he gave. What is his most confidential instruction? Manmana bhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskara mang evasyasi satyam ti pratijani priyosi sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam daja antam sarva papebhya mukhishyami mahasuja. These are most confidential instructions of Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakto madjaji mang namaskara mang evasyasi satyam ti pratijani priyosi. Think of me, Krishna says. Always think of me. Keep me in your mind. Only thought of Krishna will be there. No other thought. That is manmana bhava. Mad bhakta. Become my bhakta. Become my servitor. Bhakta means servitor. Madjaji man namaskara. Offer worship to me. Pay obeisances to me. Do you understand? Mad bhakta, mad jaji, mang namaskara, mang avasyasi. Then definitely you'll come to me. Satyam thi pratijani piyosi me. Arjuna, you are very dear to me. Priya means very dear. Therefore I tell you the most confidential instruction. Then he says, sarvadharmān paityajya māmikam saraṇam braja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. That is his most concluding instruction, last instruction, isn't it? Most concluding, last instruction, sarvadharmān paityajya māmikam saraṇam braja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. He said this thing at the end of Bhagavad Gita, towards the end of, isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita, he has said many things. Karma, jnana, yoga, varnasrama, dharma. Yes, isn't it? But when last thing came, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. Then, but last thing that stands, previous ones cancelled. Isn't it? Purvam para of former and latter, latter is more powerful, stands. Isn't it? Former is cancelled. Sarvadharmān paityajya māmikam saraṇam braja. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. That's the last thing. The only thing required, to surrender unto Krishna. Yes? Only one dharma, that is only one dharma for all jivas. This is known as jaiva dharma or atma dharma. Dharma of the soul, jiva, jiva atma. Dharma for one and all, universal dharma. This is known as Bhagavata dharma. Dharma, that's Bhagavan has spoken. Dharmam tu sakhyat bhagavat panitam. Bhagavan ఫ్రెండ్స్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ నో బడీ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఇజెంట్ భాగవత సేస్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమమళం ప్రేమ ఉమర్థు మహాన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమళం ప్రేమ పుమర్థు మహాన్ భాగవత భాగవత శ్రీమద్భాగవత యు మైట్ హావ్ హార్డ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవత అండ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ యూ మైట్ బి రీడింగ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం అండ్ వీ హావ్ భాగవతం డూ అండర్స్టాండ్ హియర్ అగ్రణి ప్రభు యస్ ప్రభుపాద్ హాస్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ భాగవతం ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ లాంగ్వేజ్ నా ఇన్ మెనీ లాంగ్వేజెస్ బికమ్ వరల్డ్ బీంగ్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ ఆల్సో నా ఇట్స్ ప్రెడీ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమవళం ప్రేమాపమర్థమ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుర మదమీదం యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ మహాప్రభుస్ ఒపీనియన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవత స్పాట్లెస్ ప్రూఫ్ భాగవత స్పాట్లెస్ ప్రూఫ్ అమోర్ ప్రమాణ ప్రేమ పుమర్థు మహాన్ స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ భక్తి తత్వ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుమతం ఇదం తత్రాదరణ వీ యాక్సెప్ట్ భాగవత భాగవత సేస్ భాగవత జనా మానే సే జవన సమ తార్ శాస్త్రాచే జన్మి జన్మి ప్రభు జమ వన్ డజంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ భాగవత జమ్ లెట్స్ జవన్ అండ్ ఈజ్ టు బి పనిష్డ్ బై జమరాజ్ లైఫ్ ఎఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ నాట్ ఫర్ వన్ లైఫ్ లైఫ్ ఎఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ వన్ మస్ట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ భాగవతం యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ నౌ ఇట్ స్ప్రెడింగ్ బై ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ డియర్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభు యస్ త్రూ అవర్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ వీఆర్ ప్రీచింగ్ ది టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం భాగవత సేస్ ధర్మం తో సఖ్యాత్ భగవత్ ప్రణీతం నా వై బీదుర్ ఋషయో నాపి దేవా నా సీధ ముఖ్యా అసురా మనుష్య కూతోను విద్యాదరసాణాదయ భగవాన్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ ధర్మ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవాన్ ధర్మ ముళో ఈ భగవాన్ సర్వవేదమయ హరి స్మృతం చ తద్విదం రాజం జేన చాత్మా ప్రసీదతి సెవెంత్ క్యాంట్ ధర్మముళ ఈ భగవాన్ సర్వవేదమయ హరి సర్వవేదమయ హరి హరి విజ్ సంగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ వేదస్ ఈ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ నో బడీ ఎల్స్ నో బై వీదూర్ ఋషయో నాపి దేవా నో డేమింగ్ అస్ హావ్ ఫ్రేమ్డ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ Neither who sees a frame, nor sees us, nor asuras, demons, or manushya, vidyadaracha, nobody has framed. Principles of dharma, bhagavad pranitam. Bhagavan has framed. Therefore it is known as bhagavad dharma. You understand? This dharma, universal dharma, dharma for one and all, dharma is jaiva dharma, atma dharma, dharma of this soul. Yes, you understand? Just to surrender and to lotus feet of Krishna. That is one dharma. Dharma is not many, dharma is one. That is Bhagavata dharma, that is Atma dharma, Parama dharma, Supreme dharma, Sanatana dharma. These are the names of dharma. Eternal dharma. So Krishna, 5,000 years ago, came in his own form and in Kurukshetra Leela he gave his message in the form of Bhagavad Gita directly coming out from his own lips. He gave it through Arjuna to whole mankind. Confidential, more confidential and most confidential instruction. This is most confidential instruction. Manmanabhava madbhakta madjaji mang namaskuru mang avishyasi satyanti pratijani priyasimi. Think of me. Keep me in your mind, Krishna says. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. This is most confidential instruction. Then he wound up his leela. went back to his abode in spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan Krishna Loka. Srudam Sarvabhutanam, he is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. So going there, he also thinks there. Because he is a most well-wishing friend of all living entities. He is thinking, oh, I gave everything. I spoke everything. I gave confidential instruction, more confidential instruction, most confidential instruction. But how many can understand it? He thinks, he knows everything. He knows us very well. You don't know yourself, but Krishna knows you very well. Yes, you understand this thing. How many can understand? Because it is to be understood in tattva. Do you understand? We have two considerations. Abhavichar, tattva-vichar. Apparent consideration and absolute consideration. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita has said, so understood in tattva. Janma karmam chami divyam evam jovithi tattvataha. Tektva deham punarjana naiti samangiti urchana. Isn't it? Fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita says. Yeah? Janma karmam chami divyam evam jovithi tattvataha. Tektva deham punarjana naiti samangiti urchana. My birth or my appearance, my activities or my leelas are not material. Divyam is transcendent. Jovedi tattvata. If somebody is fortunate, can understand it in tattva, in truth. Mangayati. After quitting this body, it will definitely come to me. Punarjama is no rebirth, you'll never return again. Where is return? Where is return? One understands Krishna in tattva, he goes to him. Krishna says, no rebirth. Why will come here in this material world? Birth, death, old age, disease are here. That means no rebirth, he'll never come down. So where is coming down? One understands Krishna in tattva, so clearly Krishna. And this is the goal of our human birth or human life. This human birth is considered really a sweet birth, durlabha manusa janma. Manus janma durlabha. No other birth is durlabha. Manus janma, the human birth is really a sweet birth. What is purpose? To understand Krishna, to get Krishna. That is only opportunity available in this human birth, no other birth. Do you understand? Therefore, human birth is considered really a sweet birth. Do you follow? So, Krishna is our most well-wishing friend. Therefore, thinks there, I get this thing. But how many can understand it in tattva? If somebody is fortunate, can understand, definitely he will come to me, get me. But how many can understand? It's not easy thing to understand Krishna. Do you think it's very easy to understand? Look at Krishna, how he looks. How he looks?
Very beautiful.
Beautiful to you. Yeah, three places crooked, a very crooked person. Not straight at all. Three places crooked, Baba. Not one, two, three places crooked. Great crooked person. How can you understand such a crooked person? Not easy thing, Baba, not easy thing. Though crooked, we're very beautiful, yes. But you become crooked, three places bent, always, crooked, ugly person. But Krishna is crooked in three places, but very beautiful. Because Bhagavan is all beautiful, source of all beauty. Madhuji Kanilaya Krishna. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visheshva Soham. Whose beauty far excels, course of beauty of course of the beast. So beautiful. Because he is Bhagavan. But not easy thing to understand. Who can understand Krishna? And how can one understand Krishna? Though to understand Krishna is the goal of our life. That is the goal of our life. Human birth. But who can understand him? And how can one understand it? That's the question. Huh? Do you know? How can one understand it? And who can understand? You know?
And if someone learns it.
Whom Krishna wants, that only person can understand.
Yes. And whom he showers his mercy. One who gave the mercy of Krishna only can understand. All, nobody can understand. Without his mercy we cannot understand. That's a fact. Vipala. And after Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga came, isn't it? Kali Yuga means, Kali means adharma, irreligious, pap, sinful activity. Do you understand? Kali means sinful activity, age of sinful activity. Yes. All are engaged in sinful activity, consciously or unconsciously. Yes. Consciously or unconsciously, all are engaged in sinful activity. This is Kali Yuga. You follow? And there are four pillars of sinful activity. What is that? Ditam, panam, striya, suna. Gambling, pana, intoxication, illicit sex, animal killing. These are four pillars of sinful activity, and all are engaged in it, isn't it? Especially in this world, so much, isn't it? These are going on four things. If you commit sinful activity, your consciousness becomes so much polluted, covered consciousness. How can you understand Krishna? It is polluted and covered consciousness. His consciousness is not purified. Krishna knows all these things and he thinks, Kali Yuga has come, this is most dread, dreadful age, sinful age, all are engaged in sinful activities, consciously and unconsciously, their consciousness is polluted, covered consciousness, they cannot understand what I have said. They have developed the bodily conceits of life, they know the body. Yes, I am this body. Yeah, the demands of body, to fulfill the demands of the body, the goal of their life, they have thought like that. Eating, sleeping, defending and mating. This is demand of the body. Yes, this is my goal of life, to fulfill all these demands. All are engaged. How can they understand me? How can they understand what I have said? Not easy. Because he is our elusive friend, he thinks for us. You have forgotten him. You are not thinking of Krishna, but Krishna is thinking of you. You understand. You understand this thing. You are not thinking of Krishna, but Krishna is so dear to us. He is thinking of us. Yes, he is thinking of us. Because he is our elusive friend. So, people have developed bodily conception of life, they know this body, the demands of body to fulfill, they are committing all sinful activities, yes, they are eating stool, self-gratification means eating stool, yes, engaged in all sense gratification, eating, sleeping, defending, mating, demands of the body, they are eating stool. How can they understand me? So, I said all these things, sarva brahman paitijyo, Mami Kosanandaka, Manmana Bhava. Think of me, always. Think of me, day and night, 24 hours think of me. Keep me in your mind, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. How can they understand it and how to do? How can one think of Krishna day and night, 24 hours? Is somebody thinking? Are you thinking day and night, 24 hours, Krishna? Stupid mind thinking of Krishna?
No.
Stupid mind is not thinking of Krishna. What is thinking? Sutamita Ramani Rachinta. Stupid mind thinking of his wife, son, daughter, friend. Yes, Sutamita Ramani. Not thinking of Krishna, Baba. How will it be? Krishna says, Manmanabha, think of me. How will it be? How can one think of Krishna? And why stupid mind thinking of Sutamita Ramani? wife, son and daughter, and so-called friend, because he has developed love and affection for it. For his body, bodily relations. With wife, son, daughter, friend. In other words, he has put this body and bodily relationship, wife, son, daughter, friend, in the platform of love. He has not put Krishna in the platform of love. How can stupid mind think of Krishna? This is the question, isn't it? Krishna is the only object of love. Yes, Krishna is the only object of love. Nothing else. Pritir Bhishoy. Krishna Pritir Bhishoy. Krishna is the only object of love. Without that love, how can you think of Krishna? Unless you have a love for Krishna, how can you think of Krishna? Impossible. This is the question of love. Krishna thought, I said all these things theoretically. Theoretically, yes. Manmana bhava madbhakta madjadi man namastra. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam daja. I said theoretically. I have not set up example. There's a popular saying, example is better than precept, isn't it? Isn't it popular saying? Example is better than precept. Krishna gave only precept, only theoretically saying. Krishna is thinking like that. I have not set up example. So how can people of Kali Yuga understand this thing? I have to go again. Do you understand? I have to go again and to set up example. Therefore he came as Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though he is Bhagavan, but came as a bhakta, as a devotee, to teach us devotion. Do you understand? I say, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He is non-different Krishna. So many hundreds of sastric evidences are there. Hundreds. Kalau prathama sandhyayam gaurangam ahum vahitale bhagirathi tade ramme bhavishyami sajisudha. Paddha Purana says. Understand my language? Paddha Purana says, Kalau prathama sandhyayam gauranga ahum vahitale. First part of Kali Yuga, I will appear as Gauranga in this material world. Bhagirathi tade ramme bhavishyami sajisudha. Bank of Ganges, Mayapur in the bank of Ganges, I will appear as Sati Sutta, the son of Mother Sati. So this is sastric evidence. This Padma Purana says, Garuda Purana says, Aham Purna Bhavishyami Yuga Sandham Visheshada Mayapure Navadipe Bhavishyami Sati Sutta Kalau Pratama Sanyayam Lakshmi Kanto Bhavishyati Daru Brahma Samipastho Sanyasam Gaura Vigraha. These are evidences, Vedic evidences. How can you deny it? Can you deny it? Vedic proof. Who is Bhagavan? Veda will say. No Vedic proof is not Bhagavan. My Guru Maharaj says, some rascal says, Bhagavan, believe with his shoes. Roaring voice he says, my Guru Maharaj. Fearlessly he says, yes. Is a rascal? And those acceptable are they are all rascals. Yes. Beat them with shoes. This is proof. Skanda Purana says, Antakrishna Bahir Gaura Sangopangam Saparsadam Sasigara He Samapnuya Maya Manusa Karma Krut. So many evidences. So Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Bhakta. Krishna Bhagavan. Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but came as bhakta to teach us bhakti. Apani karimu bhakto bhavangi kare Apani karimu bhakto bhavangi kare Apani achari bhakti Sikhamu sobare Aponi achari bhakti Sikhamu sobare Aponi na koile dharma Sikhano na जाए तो नी ना कोई धर्म सिखान ना जाए तो सिद्धांत गीता भागवत को तो सिद्धांत गीता भागवत को दिस इज क्रिसमस थॉट आपने करीब भक्त भाव अंगीकार आपने आसरी भक्ति सिखाऊ सवार आई गो एज ए भक्त आई गो एज ए डिवोटी अजीविंग दि मोर्स ऑफ डिवोटी आई गो आई ऑब्जर्व भक्ति इन माय ओन लाइफ एंड टीच आपने ना कोई धर्म सिखानो ना जाए यही तो सिद्धांत गीता भागवत गाय अनलेस यू प्रैक्टाइज ऑब्जर्व इन योर ओन लाइफ You cannot teach. Do you understand? That is Mahaprabhu's motto. Apane achari dharma sikhao upare. First you observe in your own life, then teach. Then Mahaprabhu, though Krishna, though Bhagavan, but came as bhakta, came as a devotee, bhakta rupa. In the form of a devotee, he practices bhakti in his own life and teaches bhakti. Do you understand how to surrender unto Krishna? Do you understand how to manmana bhava? श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवे लैया करी
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
सो पार्षद सुयधाम सहवतरी
श्रोताधाम
अत्यंत दुर्लभ प्रेम परिवार नान
अत्यंत दुर्लभ प्रेम परिवार नान
सिखाई सो भकतेर प्राण
सिखाय शरणागति भकतेर प्राण
दिस इज अ सॉन्ग रिटन बाय भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवे दया करी सो पार्षद सुय धाम सो अवतरी महाप्रभु आई से इज कृष्ण हु इज वेल विशिंग फ्रेंड ऑफ ऑल living entities, therefore, showering his mercy on this living entities, jive dayakuri, so parso suyo dham sohavatari. He descended here with his own associates, with his own abode. Mahaprabhu descended here 500 years ago. This is Navadip dham. You know, his own abode, Navadip is his own abode, and own associates. Do you understand? For what purpose? Atyanta dullava prema karivare dhana sikhaya sonagati bhakatir pran. This is the purpose. Do you follow me? Why Mahaprabhu descended? Mahaprabhu is known as prema purushottama. Krishna is known as lila purushottama. Mahaprabhu is known as prema purushottama. Lord Ramachandra is known as marjyada purushottama. Understand? Prema purushottama means he gives Krishna prema. Do you understand? Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Gaura Tuishena. This is pranam mantra to Gaura. When you offer pranam to Gaura, we offer this mantra. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaura Tuishena. Mahavadanyavata are most munificent incarnation. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayat. He gives Krishna Prema. Nobody gives Krishna Prema. When Krishna comes, he doesn't give. He doesn't give. Rakhe Lukaya. Krishna keeps his hidden. Yes. Krishna can give Krishna Prema. Nobody else can give Krishna Prema. But when Krishna comes in his own form, he never gives. Rakhe Lukaya. Keeps it hidden. But when he comes as Gaura, opens it. Treasury opened. Very tightly locked, strong lock is there. One chamber inside another chamber, inside another chamber, inside another chamber. Krishna prema is locked up. But when comes as Gaura, all locks are broke open. Now treasury open. And he distributes Krishna prema freely to one and all. Patita pamaro nahi bache. Do you understand? Patita pamaro nahi bache. He never discriminates whether one is qualified, one is not qualified, most degraded or most elevated. Never discriminates. Prema sabakare jache. He gives Krishna prema to one and all indiscriminately. Uttama adhama kichuna bachilo jachiye dile kokolo. Uttama adhama kichuna bachilo bolo koi premananda devana koranga hudaya bolo koi premananda emana gaurake hudaya dhariya bolo koi premananda Gaurango, oh Gaurango, oh Gaurangero namore, oh Gaurango, 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 Vaishnava poet sings like that. Uttama adhama kichuna bachilo jachiye dile kokol. Kohe premananda yemana gaurangi hudaya dhariyabo. Gauranga Mahaprabhu never discriminates whether one uttama is adhama, elevated or most degraded. He is ready to embrace you. Come to his fold. Why are you going back? Come forward, come forward. Mahaprabhu is ready to embrace you. Yes, come to my fold. Uttama adhama kichuna bachilo jachiye dile kokol. Never discriminates whether one is uttam, most elevated or most degraded. Never discriminates. He embraces one and all. Yes, he is ready to embrace. Kahe premananda yamana gaurangi sudaya hariya bolo. Such is gauranga, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. Adhuta karne adhuta udhajya adhuta bodhanya. Kaviraj Goswami three times uses this word adhuta, wonderfully. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. This is Mahaprabhu Gauranga. Such is Gauranga. Mahabhavanya avatar, most munificent incarnation. Freely gives Krishna prema. Do you understand? And keep that Gauranga in your heart. And say, Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gaura La Gaurangero Namare Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Gauranga, la Gauranga naam. Do the bhajan of Gauranga, or the name of Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Jedana Gauranga hoje se hoya, my pran. Who does Gauranga bhajan? Is my life. Premananda Das says. Such is Gauranga. Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila, Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila, because there are no different between Gaura and Krishna. Yes, Gaura is Krishna. Yes. But Gaura Lila is more merciful Lila, do you understand? More merciful Lila than Krishna Lila. Magnanimous Lila, Udharjama Vigraha is Gaura Vigraha, do you understand? Though Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila, Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila, but Gaura Lila is more merciful Lila. Magnanimous Lila, this is different, nothing else. Do you understand? Because he gives Krishna prema. Because without that prema, how can one think of Krishna? Manmana bhava. Adbhuta. Therefore, I was singing that song, Bhakti Vinod song. What is it? Jive dayakari, sopārsada suyodhāma sohavatari, atyanta durlava, prema karibhāre dāna sikhāya sonāgati bhagavata. To give that prema, Krishna prema, because he is prema purusottama, he gives Krishna prema, nobody gives. He descended. Because without Krishna prema, nobody can think of Krishna day and night 24 hours. And nobody will surrender unto Krishna. This is question of love only. This is question of love only. If you won't love Krishna, you can't think of him day and night 24 hours. You cannot keep him in your mind. Stupid mind will never think of Krishna. And there is no question of surrender at all. It's question of love. One who loves Krishna, he surrenders. The surrender depends on love. Do you understand? It's not forcing. No. Out of love, one surrenders. Do you understand? Without love of Krishna, your so-called surrender, either partial, artificial, or conditional. Not true surrender. Understand? Not true surrender. Without love of Krishna, your so-called surrender is either artificial, or partial, or conditional. Not true surrender, or not complete surrender. Do you understand? That what is needed for surrender, what is needed for remembering Krishna day and night 24 hours is love. And that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu to give that love of Godhead, love of Krishna. Then if you get it, you get Mahaprabhu's mercy, then you get Krishna prema, then you naturally surrender and complete surrender. And a stupid mind day and night 24 hours can think of Krishna, otherwise no possibility. Do you understand? Therefore he descended. Prabhu tumi jiver mongol chinta kori koli jugi naam sangi sunga batari. Her naam chinta mani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings like that. Prabhu tumi jiver mongol chinta kori koli jugi naam sangi sunga batari juga dharma prajarilo naam sankirtana mukhya pothe jiva pai krishna premanana. Koli juga people cannot do any other sadhana. What sadhana they can do? Koli juga people most sinful, degraded, consciousness, consciously, unconsciously committing sinful activities, most fallen, most degraded. What is your lifespan? How many years? It is said that maximum lifespan in Kali Yuga is 100 years. How many are? How many are living for 100 years? Because of sinful activity, the lifespan is becoming decreasing, decreasing, decreasing. On time, old age comes, you see. On time, old age. How old are you? Yeah. 42 has become old. Yes. Become old. His beards are white. Yes. He's become old, isn't he? Even you'll find some boys, 20-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy, you just fake because old, cannot see. On time old is because of this sinful activity. Such is Kali Yuga. Though 100-year lifespan, but it's decreasing, decreasing, decreasing because of sinful activities. So what sadhana can you do, Baba? Can you go to Himalayan mountain, sit down in that caves and do breathing exercise? Nonsense. You cannot do it, Baba. Kali Yuga people cannot do any sadhana, Baba. Lifespan so short. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful to us. Krishna is so merciful. This Kali Yuga people cannot do any sadhana. So he thought, well, go and give them the highest thing, highest thing. People of other yugas are not getting it. Yes. He's so merciful, Mahaprabhu, Krishna. Highest thing, Krishna prema, through chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Is merciful leela. You understand? Prabhu tumi jiver mangala chinta kari kali juge nam sange suyo batari. Oh, thinking of all welfare, auspiciousness, good of jivas. Oh Lord, in kali juga you descended yourself with your holy name. Huh? With your holy name you descended. Kali juge nam sange suyo batari. Juga dharma prachari lo nam sankirtana. Mukhya pothe jiva pai Krishna premanana. He propagated yuga dharma because Krishna is the propagator of dharma. Dharma sasthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Gita says that every millennium I come to establish dharma. Kali yuga dharma hoy nam sankirtana edadarthe avatinna sri sachinandana. This is Kali yuga dharma nam sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For this purpose, Satinandan son of Mother Sati, Satinandan Gaura Hari descended. For this purpose, propagated Kali Yuga Dharma Nam Sankirtana. You understand? He descended, so merciful descended, and with his name, and yuga dharma prachariya nam sankirtana mukhya pothe jiva pai krishna premadhana. The chief result of chanting this Hare Krishna is to get Krishna prema. This is the chief result. Niraparade nam loile pai krishna prema. If our chanting is offenseless, pure, definitely you will get Krishna prema. Definitely. Yes. So easy, very easy in Kali Yuga. Other yuga is not so easy, difficult. And not easy to get Krishna prema. But this is especially, this is special Kali Yuga. This is not ordinary Kali Yuga, this is special Kali Yuga because Mahaprabhu descended. Mahaprabhu never comes in all Kali Yuga. Do you understand? Once a Kalpa. So this is special Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu descended. And chanting. This is only dharma in Kali Yuga. E matra dharma jiva kari yuga, no other dharma in kali yuga. Hare nama eva kevala. Kalau naste eva, naste eva, naste eva gatiranyam. In kali yuga there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Hare nama eva kevala, only take shelter of harinama. Chant it, do loud kirtan, do japa, surrender unto holy name. Holy name is not different from Krishna. Abhinata nama nama, this is the only dharma. Yes. Sarva veda bole, gao hari nama saro, paive paramapriti ananda upa. All veda says, hari nama is the topmost thing. Huh? If you chant hari nama, you'll get so much blissfulness, joyfulness. Yes, definitely. So sweet, so nectarian. Yes. Krishna nam, Hari nam, bodoi madhur. Jai jana bhaje Krishna, se bodo chatur. Madhur e Hari nam, isn't it? Madhur e Hari nam. This Hari nam is so sweet. Are you tasting sweetness? So sweet. Madhur e Hari nam, madhur e Hari nam, madhur e Hari nam.
One
who loves, Krishna bhajan, hari bhajan, he is the most intelligent person. You understand? Most intelligent person. It's so sweet. Gaur and Nitai, they brought this Harinam to this material world. It doesn't belong to material world. Belongs to Golokar Premadhana Harinam Sankirtana. This belongs to Golaka Vrindavan. Doesn't belong to this. But mercifully Gaur and Nitai has brought this thing. Do you understand? Especially, Nitai is more merciful than Gaura. Do you understand? Nitai is more merciful. Nitai name ne che name rahate. Nitai name ne che name rahate. Nitai name ne che name rahate. Nitai sadamule naam dite che. Sadamule naam dite che. Agrani Prabhu was telling me, he's opening Nam Hatta here. Who is the custodian of Nam Hatta? Nitai, Nitai. Nitai is custodian of Nam Hatta. Nitai Nam Enetse Namar Hate, Nitai Radhamule Nam Dikeche, Radhamule Nam Dikeche, Radhamule Nam Dikeche. Namar Hatta means marketplace. Hatha means marketplace. A marketplace where name is sold and purchased. What is the price? Dollars? Can you purchase this name by dollars? No. What is the price? Shraddha. Shraddha mule naam dite. Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. What strong faith, unflinching faith in this holy name. Only he can purchase it. Otherwise, you have no price, how can you purchase? Nitai name ne che name rahate. Nitai name ne che name rahate. Pradhamule naam dite che. Pradhamule naam dite che. Nitai is so merciful. Nitai is more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nitai saw the people of Kali Yuga most degraded, most fallen. Most degraded, most fallen. Yes. So, Nitai thought, I must bring this holy name from Goloka Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, to this earth planet in Kali Yuga. Therefore he brought it. Do you understand? So sweet. Madhur e Hari Naam, Madhur e Hari Naam, Madhur e Hari Naam. Very sweet. Madhuram madhuram medan mangalam mangalanam sakala nigam valli satparam chitsurupam sakrutapi parigita sadhayava hraya bhrugubara naramatra charayate Krishna naam. This Krishna naam, Harinam, is sweeter than the sweetest. Sweeter than the sweetest. Madhuram madhuram medan mangalam mangalanam is more auspicious than most auspicious. This Krishna naam, Harinam. Do you understand? Sakala nigam valli satparam chitsarupam. This is the last fruit of Vedic tree. Krishna naam, Harinam, last fruit. Most ripe and sweetest. Very nectar and sweet fruit. Do you understand? I brought it. Nitai brought it. Seeing this phalam condition of Jiva the Kali Yuga. He brought it. Madhurya. Ei naam Shiva jape antarike re naam Shiva jape ei naam Shiva jape antarike re नाम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 शिव जी विद हिज फाइव फेसेस चैंटिंग दिस मधुर हरि नाम दिस सो स्वीट हरि नाम ई नाम ब्रह्मा जपे चतुर्मुखे लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा चैंट दिस नाम विद हिज फोर फेसेस हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मधुर हरि नाम इट्स सो स्वीट ऐ नाम नाव जपे वीणा यंत्र रे नाद मुनि सिंह से दिस वीणा आस्ट्रिंग इंस्ट्रूमेंट दिस नेम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम Because it's so sweet. You don't want sweet? All are very greedy for sweet things. And this is sweeter than the sweetest. Sorry, Naam. Hey, Naama Bhase, Ajamila Vaikuntha Gelore. Ajamila was most sinful person. But somehow he got Naama Bhastes. Could chant this name of the Lord. Deathbed. Pointing out his son only, Baba, Naama Bhase. He went to Vaikuntha, he got Salokya Mukti. Ehi Naama Bolte Bolte Braje Chalare Bhagati Vinoda Vale. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Mahajan, Sadhu says, just chant this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Khaite suite. Every time, any condition, while you are eating, you may chant. Sleeping time also chant. Waking time also you chant. Yes, any time, any condition, any place, no bar, no restriction. Yes, such sweet. Oh, chanting is only nice. Go to Braj Bhumi. Very easy. Gaur Nitai. They brought it. So I was saying, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, none different from Krishna. Krishna came in the form of Bhakta, is Mahaprabhu, to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna. Sikhaya Sanagati Bhakate Pran. The Sanagati is the life and soul of Bhakta. Bhakta is really devotee, is completely surrendered unto Krishna. Do you understand? That is the life and soul. To teach us. Krishna himself came. So Mahaprabhu say, Krishna is a theoretical teacher, but Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. Theoretical speaker, practical teacher. Krishna theoretically said, Sarva Dharman Paitejya Mamekam Sanam Dada, Manmana Bhava. But that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu to teach us how to surrender. You understand? How to think of Krishna always. What is needed for it? Krishna Prema, he gives that Krishna Prema through chanting this holy name. You understand? If you get and chant pure name, definitely you will get Krishna Prema. Automatically you will surrender unto Krishna. Automatically. Your stupid mind always think of Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours. Aha nisa chinta Krishna balabhodane. Aha nisa chinta Krishna balabhodane. Nisa yane isopane jiva jagarane. Nisa yane Ishayani Kibhodani Kibhajagarani Ishayani Kibhodani Kibhajagarani. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Gao Krishna Nama. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Gao Krishna Nama. Krishna Vinu Keha Kichu Nabhaviyo Anu. Krishna Vinu Nabhaviyanu Jodiyama Pratisriho Thake Sobhakaro Jodiyama Pratisriho Thake Sobhakaro Tabe Krishna Vyatirikto Nagaibe aro. Tabe Krishna Vyatirikto Nagaibe aro. Kishayane Kibhodane Kibhajagarane. Kishayane Kibhodane Nisa Chinta Krishna Balabhodane. Aharnisa Chinta Krishna Balabhodane. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna. Adore name of Krishna, chant Krishna, sing the name of Krishna. Krishna Vinu Keho Kishu Nabhaviyan. Don't think of anything but Krishna. Manmanabhava. Jodi Ama Prati Sneha Thake Savakar, Tave Krishna Vyati Rikta Nagaibyat. Mahaprabhu says, if you really love me, that is test. If you really love me, so follow my instruction. Krishna Vyati Rikta Nagaibyat. Don't sing anything but Krishna only. Ki sayane, ki bhojane, ki vajagarane. Ahar nisa chinta Krishna balabhodane. Ahar nisa, day and night, 24 hours, all conditions, sleeping condition, waking condition, while taking food, only utter name of Krishna, nothing else. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Do you understand? How can one do it? Without Krishna Prema, nobody can do it. Mahaprabhu Prem Purushottam gives Krishna Prema. If you get Mahaprabhu's mercy and chant your name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Definitely you will get Krishna prema. And stupid mind will think I'm Krishna, definitely, always. Krishna is the object of love. Do you understand? Though Mahaprabhu is Krishna, is always crying for Krishna. Do you understand? Always he is crying for Krishna. Do you understand? Because practical teacher is teaching us. Krishna is Bhagavan, Swayam Krishna is Bhagavan. All Vedas say. And I say this is the only dharma. Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto Krishna. Krishna is very, very merciful. Param Dayal Krishna. Supremely merciful Krishna. Do you follow? Aho Vakijo Pranakala Kutam Jinghasaya Payayat Apyasadhi Levigatim Dhatya Chitam Tadanyam Kimba Dayalu Saranam Pradema. Bhagavad says, when Krishna was manifesting his babyhood leela, Nanda Nandana's son of Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Mata was a baby, Krishna was a baby, do you understand? At that time, Putana came, Bakasura, sister of Bakasura, Baki, Putana, demoness, came smearing very dreadful poison on her breast, came to kill Krishna, do you understand? That motive she came. Krishna's baby, she would offer her breast to suck. Offer her breast to Krishna to suck. Krishna will suck her breast. If dreadful poison is there, Krishna will die. Demon is thinking, came with this motive. But aho bakijastana kala kutam, jinghasaya payadapya sadhi, leve gatim dhatya chitam, tadanyam kambadayaru sanandadeva. But Krishna is so merciful. Though his baby, still is Bhagavan. His Bhagavan is Krishna, baby, boy, adult, whatever is Bhagavan. That demon is Putana, offered her breast to baby Krishna. Please come, very nice baby, please suck to my breast. That means Krishna sucks the breast of Mother Yashoda only, isn't it? Yashoda Stanandhaya. Yashoda Stanandhaya. Krishna only sucks the breast of Mother Yashoda. And Putana did the same thing. She offered her breast to baby Krishna. Did the work of mother. Though she had this evil motive in her mind to kill Krishna, but who can kill Bhagavan? Krishna sucked her breast and sucked her life hair, Putana died. But Krishna is so dayalu, is so merciful. Tadanyam kamba dayalu saranam pradipa. He is so merciful. Accepted the good thing because those demons came with such evil motive, but did very good work. Did the work of my mother. So Krishna gave him the position in the spiritual kingdom, the position of mother. You see? Such is merciful Krishna. So who will not take shelter of such merciful Krishna? Who is so merciful? Dayal, param dayal, supremely merciful. Why shall you take shelter of anybody else than Krishna? He is so merciful. You understand? Even a cruel hunter, very cruel hunter who kills mercilessly the animals, if he comes and pays obeisances at the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna is param dayal, is supremely merciful, he gets ashirvad from him, blessings from him. Even a cruel hunter gets Do you understand? One day, Krishna was moving with his dear friend Arjuna. Understand? Arjuna is a dear friend. Sakha asime, priya asime, bhakta asime. In Gita he says, Arjuna, you are my sakha, dear friend, bhakta, devotee. Yes? Isn't it? One day Krishna was moving with his dear friend Arjuna. So on the way, a prince came. Understand, prince? Son of a king. He met Krishna and Arjuna was moving, were moving. Prince came and paid obeisances to Krishna. Then Krishna gave him blessing. Raja putra satam jiva. Understand? Understand? Raja putra satam jiva. Krishna gave blessing, you king's son, you survive for 100 years. This is the blessing of Krishna. He gave this blessing. Then they went forward. So, after that, a muni putra came. Understand? Son of a muni. You understand muni? Muni putra came. So muni putra also paid obeisances to Krishna. So Krishna gave blessings. Ma jiva muni putra ka. You don't survive muni putra. That means you die. This blessing, Krishna gives all blessing. He gave blessing to Rajputra, the king's son, Sada. Sadam jivaha. You, king's son, you survive for 100 years. Now give this blessing, Muniputra, you ma jiva, don't survive. You die soon. Do you understand? Arjuna couldn't understand what sort of blessing it is. I say, it's not easy to understand Krishna Baba. No, such a crooked person. Most crooked person. Not straight at all. But when he came as Mahaprabhu, he's straight. He's not crooked. Mahaprabhu is not crooked, Baba. When Mahaprabhu he came, he's straight. But Krishna is three places crooked. Nobody can understand him. Such a crooked person. So what sort of blessings is it? It's a sadam jiva raja putra ka. Oh, king's son, you survived for 100 years. Then he gave this blessing to Muniputra, ma jiva. You don't survive, you die. He became puzzled. Arjuna became puzzled. What sort of blessings is that? Do you understand? Arjuna was thinking like that. So, Arjuna thinking, Raja Putra, son of the king, is a Vishoy. That means he is engaged in this material enjoyment. Yes. Raja means material enjoyment. Vishoy lok, isn't it? And Krishna gave this blessing, Raja Putra Satam Jiva. You survive for 100 years. But this Duni Putra, he does yoga sadhana, isn't it? And he gave blessing, Ma Jiva Muniputra ka. Oh Muniputra, oh son of Muni, don't survive, you die. What is this? What sort of blessings? Arjuna was thinking like that. So, they were moving forward. So, on the way, one sadhu came. Sadhu means devotee. Vaishnava. And sadhu came and met Bhagavan Krishna. So with love, devotion, he offered prayer, uttering this mantra, Vasudeva Sutam Vande Devaki Nandanaya Chaho Nanda Gopo Kumaraya Govindaya Naman Namaha. He uttered this mantra and paid namaskar. Jasoda Nandan Krishna Sanab, Jasoda Mata, Bhakta Vastha, devotees, very dear to him. He accepted his pranam, embraced him, and get blessings. You understand? What blessing? Jivava marava sadho. Oh sadhu, you may survive or you may die. This is blessing. Jivava marava sadho. Do you understand? After that, a hunter came. Do you understand? Merciful, cruel hunter, killing animals mercilessly. Hunter came, and that hunter also out of fear paid pranam to Krishna. Do you understand? Hunter paid pranam to Krishna, because Krishna is samahu sarva-bhuteshu na me drasyasti na priya. Gita, he says, I am equal to one and all. All living entities, yes. So hunter paid obeisances. Krishna gave him, because he is equal to one and all, Krishna gave his blessings. Ma jiva ma mara vyadha. Oh vyadha, oh hunter, you don't survive, you don't die. Then Arjuna is puzzled. What sort of blessings are those? Four persons met and four types of blessings. What is this? Completely puzzled. Couldn't understand what is this meaning, what sort of blessing it is. Then Arjuna at last surrendered unto Krishna and prayed, please explain, I cannot understand what sort of blessing it is. Then Krishna explained, Oh Arjuna, I am the well-wishing friend of all living entities. I never think of any ill of any living entity. All my blessings are all auspicious, are good. No ill in it. Do you understand? I blessed Rajkumar, the prince, the son of the king, to survive for 100 years. Satam jiva. That means Rajkumar, he does some pious activities. Do you understand? Punya karma. He is very interested in it. To do some pious activities. Do you understand? So if he will survive for 100 years, he will do many pious activities. That is my blessings. Understand? Therefore I blessed him, survive for 100 years. Because in this life, very life, he has karma adhikara, he can do. After death, what will happen? It is always uncertain. If you die soon, so he may not do so much pious activity. If he survive for 100 years, he may do many pious activities. Therefore, I give this blessing. Do you understand? Then, Muniputra, Muni, they do sadhana. Severe austerity of penance. They get the result of their sadhana in the next life, not in very life. Therefore I say, you die soon. Then you get the result of your sadhana. This is my blessing. Understand me? This is my blessing. Third thing, if he will die because of his sadhana, he may be elevated to satya loka or siddha loka, but get his result of his sadhana, his tapasya. So, therefore you die soon, then get your result. What bad is here is all good. Thar, sadhu. I gave blessing to sadhu. What blessing he gave to sadhu? Jivava marava sadhu. You may survive or you may die. Whatever you like, you may do. This is very, very, it's not easy to understand, because who is sadhu, who is pure devotee, he has no desire. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, bhavata, bhakti, ahetukitvai. Only he wants ahetuki bhakti. You understand? So in this very life, he develops bhakti, and if he dies also, he'll be liberated to Krishna Loka, and there also he'll be engaged in devotional service. So survival and death is equal to him. Whatever he likes, he may do. If he likes, he may survive. If he likes, he may die. So this is my blessing. There's no evil in it? Because they are niskama, they have no desire. Krishna bhakta, niskama. Ato eva santa, bhukti mukti siddhikami sakale eva santa. One is Krishna bhakta, he is peaceful because he has no desire. Only desire for bhavata bhakti rahitukati, only ahitukati bhakti he wants, nothing else. You understand? One who has desire, they cannot get peace. Krishna bhakta niskama, ato eva santa. He is niskama, desireless, peaceful. He said, I have said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Have you forgotten Arjuna? Janti devaprata devan pitru janti pitruprata bhutani janti bhutejya janti majjajina api maam. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin Arjuna maam upetyat kunte punarjana navidyate. These are my words in Bhagavad Gita. Then the blessings I gave to Vyadho, the hunter. What is that? Ma jiva ma mara. Don't survive, don't die. What is that? He is such a ill-fated person, every day killing mercilessly the animals, cruel person. He has no peace in this very life. If he dies also, he cannot get peace. All animals are killing, they are all waiting for his death. When he dies, all animals are ready to kill him. Thousands times. No peace in this life and after this. Therefore I say, ma jiva ma maro. Don't survive and don't die. Is all equal to. If somebody can understand this purport of this blessings of Krishna, it's not easy to understand Krishna, then he will definitely surrender unto Krishna, is so merciful, take to this Bhagavata Dharma, Sarva Dharma Anupajitijya, Mamekam Saranamda. Abandon all the rights of Dharma, surrender unto Krishna, especially surrender unto the holy name in Kali Yuga. Krishna has descended in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Peacefulness, blissfulness and happiness. Thank you very much.